The Charlotte area has lots of public charter and private schools, but in August, it will get a whole new type of school designed to help students who need a new option. WFAE's Ann Doss-Helms looks at how a new lab school will work.
Niner University Elementary School is taking applications now for 2020, and it's a new concept for the Charlotte region. Niner is a lab school, a public school run by a college or university. The name refers to the UNC Charlotte 49ers, and it's the university's College of Education that's sponsoring the new school. North Carolina already has 6 lab schools, but the closest is in Boone. State officials laid out a specific mission for lab schools, as Niner Principal Pamela Broom explains.
Students must either be assigned to a state-identified low-performing school with our partner, which is Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools, or they must be underperforming students themselves.
The idea is that the students will benefit from the expertise of a university that trains teachers, administrators, and counselors. CMS will provide transportation and meals, and recently agreed to let the university use the old Amy James Pre-Kindergarten Center near Charlotte Douglas Airport. Charlotte residents are more familiar with charter schools, an alternative type of public school run by independent boards. In fact, there's a Charlotte Lab School in Uptown Charlotte, but it's actually a charter school. Like charter schools, lab schools don't charge tuition, and they're allowed to skip teacher licensure for up to half the faculty, but Broom says UNCC will hire only licensed teachers. Unlike charter schools, Niner University Elementary won't take students from other counties, and it won't use a lottery to decide who gets in.
It is a first-come, first-served basis, so it'll be the first 50 students per grade level, first 50 eligible students per grade level.
The school will open with grades K-2 in August, and will add grade levels in coming years. For application information, go to nue.uncc.org or go to wfae.org for links. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms in Charlotte.